special place. The library, I thought, I enjoyed going to the library immensely because it was a long, narrow library. And of course, they had this, I don't know if it was walnut or maple, bust of Joseph Conrad,
right.
Which, since it was the Joseph Conrad Library.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two or three librarians, lovely ladies, and they subscribed to all the newspapers from around the world. So you had Dutch newspapers, British newspapers, German, Swedish, and they could be a couple of days old, but
yeah.
They had them. And
all in the original language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they shipped them over from Stockholm or Hamburg or
right.
London. So as a result, the seafarers could come in and, you know, if they weren't, there was a couple of Norwegian companies that used to run from New York down to South America.
Yeah.
And the guys would come off the ships and they'd come down to SCI and read hometown newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And where else could you do that? You know?
Yeah.
So.
And you mentioned the makeup of the people who were at the Institute was you know, American seafarers would have been in the minority then.
Yeah.
A lot of British.
I think there were a number of American retired seafarers.
Yeah.
That preferred to live at SCI rather than Sailor Snug, and maybe they didn't meet the criteria for Sailor Snug. But they lived over at SCI,
mm.
And but there were a lot of Scandinavians, British, living permanently at SCI. So, unfortunately, I was not around when SCI closed. But I understand that was a rather traumatic time for many of the old chaps.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost. There were a lot of people I knew who. I didn't know their names, but they would hang out at the museum and just, you know, come by with a cup of coffee and shoot the breeze.
Yeah.
And a lot of those folks, I just never knew what happened to them, you know.
Because you were at sea in 68 when it closed.
Yeah. Also, when I was very young, there was a Chaplain Ainsworth, Chaplain Bill Ainsworth,
okay.
Who was a tall, very, very generous, nice man, and a Reverend Huntley. And they used to come by the museum and shoot the breeze. And I was particularly fond of Chaplain Ainsworth. Nice man. Always good, positive advice for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many times there'd be a couple of seafarers around the desk at the museum. And they'd give advice or, you know, somebody see a chaplain and say, "Oh, Father, I'd like to talk to you." And you know, they always got good advice, but it was always positive.
Right.
And it made them feel good because a lot of the seafarers were just lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a result, they chose to have some sort of a social life, and seafarers talk about ships best. So as a result, what better place than a museum
yeah,
to hang out to talk to people about ships?